Hello, it's the 21st of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An increase in courier fraud across the county has led Beds Police to issue a warning to Bedfordshire residents regarding the protection of their personal data. Victims are often swindled through a phone call or by email into believing that they are cooperating with officials from either their bank or talking directly to police officers aiding them in an investigation. James Day, a detective inspector with Bedfordshire's Police Serious Fraud Investigation Unit, says that this type of scam is a common occurrence, mostly perpetrated on the elderly and vulnerable. He said they end up losing valuable amounts of money and savings, which in turn leads to upset and worry. He further explained that neither a bank or the police will ask for sensitive information by phone or email. 50,000 businesses now operate across Bedfordshire, a first for the county. Luton had the most businesses with just over 19,000. Central Beds had almost 18,000 companies, followed by Bedford Borough in third place with around 13,000. Luton Town Football Club's promotion to the Premier League means the new season will see popular clubs and their stars visiting a newly renovated Kenilworth Road Stadium. The first of those clubs will be Tottenham Hotspur with Harry Kane on the 7th of October. Liverpool are due on the 4th of November, and to round off the year in December will be Arsenal on the 5th. 4 days later, Manchester City and Chelsea will make an appearance on the 13th. Two 1930s Tiger Moth biplanes flown by the Cambridge Flying Group will be relocated to the Old Warden Aerodrome near Biggleswade. Cambridge City Airport, now set to close, had been their home for 70 years. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.